Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. Seven people were remanded for 8 days in the attempted murder of a 34-year-old, while another three were released and emerged on Sunday. The murder attempt took place last Tuesday in Lakadamnia in Nicosia, where Dimitris Andronicu Agadimitroui was shot 3 times with 1 landing in the neck. Since the attempted gangland murder attempt, Andronicu has been in hospital in critical condition. On Saturday, 10 people were arrested for the attempted murder and appearing in court on Sunday, 7 were remanded, while the other 3 were released due to the lack of evidence against them. In other news, hundreds of tons of aid for Gaza have reached the port of Ashdod in Israel after departing Larnaca 2 days ago, the United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry said on Sunday. According to the announcement from the ministry, 400 tons of food reached the port and are going to be loaded in trucks to deliver to Gaza. There remains a critical need, today more than ever, to deliver life-saving humanitarian relief to the Gaza Strip. By land, air and sea, the UAE continues to seek all possible avenues to provide urgent humanitarian aid and food to the Strip. The UAE is keen to cooperate with all partners in the international community to provide relief to civilians in the Gaza Strip who are suffering from tragic humanitarian conditions. This was stated by Reem Al-Hashimi, Minister of State for International Cooperation. Moving on, police scuffled with a group of protesters outside the Limassol station. It emerged on Sunday after 10 individuals were arrested and 1 officer ended up in hospital. The 10 individuals are claiming that they have been illegally arrested and procedures to remand them are also illegal, it emerged from their defense team. According to the police, an order to disperse their protest was issued, which is why they were arrested. However, the defense claims that no such order was issued. The protests got rough on Saturday evening after a demonstrator condemned police actions a few weeks ago, which led to the death of Anis Rahman during a migration unit raid on a condemned building in Limassol. In other news, the Turkish Cypriot side complained they are painted in bad light over the future of Cyprus talks, despite continuing to insist on a two-state solution on Sunday. The foreign ministry denied claims that UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres called for either a trilateral or multilateral meeting on the Cyprus problem. They also denied that the breakaway regime had negatively responded to Guterres's alleged proposal, claiming efforts are being made to paint the Turkish Cypriot side in a bad light. In a report on Alpha News on Sunday, it emerged that the National Council was informed the Greek Cypriot side had responded positively to a proposal by Guterres to have a meeting either trilateral or with the 3 guarantor powers as well on the Cyprus problem. However, in a comment on Sunday and in an attempt to save face for denying a chance to start the Cyprus talks, the North's foreign ministry said that what has been published in the Greek Cypriot press about the National Council meeting is false and manipulated in order to present the Turkish Cypriot side as the one that does not want a solution. The information was confirmed on Saturday night indirectly but clearly by President Nikos Christodoulidis himself through discontent for the leak. Elsewhere, over 100 migrants were sent back, police said on Sunday, after individuals were found to be residing in Cyprus illegally. According to the police, 181 people were returned to their home countries over the past week. Since the beginning of 2024, 3,763 persons who were illegally residing in Cyprus have been deported or repatriated to their countries of origin. And finally, Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou will outline the need to increase migrant returns at an EU ministerial meeting on Monday. According to a ministry statement, Ioannou departs for Ghent, Belgium later on Sunday to attend the meeting, which will focus on asylum and migration. The meeting is being organized as part of the Belgian EU presidency. The 27 ministers responsible for migration issues will discuss the implementation of the Asylum and Migration Pact, and the best practices of national strategies for managing migration will be presented by some of the countries. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.